Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I am your hostess, Mistress Mia, and you know my badass bitches, my besties, my blonde head, my brown head, Master Master John Lord Bala, Johnny Hotcakes, and of course, Mr. Rain.
It is I, the brown-headed motherfucker.
Where have you been sticking that head?
Sorry.
Oh, her smile mouth got slapped. Yes. On the podcast. Oh, I was just waiting for a reason to slap it.
Word. Say hi, Misty Rain.
Hi, Misty Rain.
All right. So, we're on lascivity.uk.com on BDSM, and we're talking high protocol ideas. Ooh. This was published by Kristen X in September of 2021.
Missy is getting excited. She's rubbing all over me. Here's a high protocol.
Misty's always excited.
She wants high protocol. She's trying to teach me. She's trying to train me.
Yeah, I bet she is. All right.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
In a kink context, protocol is any set of rules that govern the interactions between a dominant partner and a submissive one. Most BDSM couples have at least a few rules that dictate the way they play, even if they're unspoken. The most obvious one is the use of titles, which usually takes the form of the submissive partner calling the dominant partner sir, which you do, or mistress, which you do not, or daddy, or boss hog, or master.
Boss hog?
That's what it says.
No, thank you. As, boss hog.
Thank you, boss hog. May I have another?
Is this Dukes of Hazzard? Okay. Let's see. Are you Daisy Dukes, John? Let's see.
I can put some on.
I guess.
I'm proud as fuck. And my little ball sack camel toe hanging out.
Oh, wow. High protocol just means having a lot of rules in play at any one time, or having rules that are very formal, specific, or strictly enforced.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy high protocol play?
Ooh.
Because having a whole lot of rules can be stressful as well as fun. High protocol is often only observed for limited periods of time. You might have a high protocol evening or a high protocol meal, or simply observe your high protocol rules while spending time in the bedroom. It's powerful to observe rules. They aren't just made to be broken.
That's right.
It reminds the submissive partner that they are owned and reinforces the control of the dominant. Mm-hmm. Indeed, it almost doesn't matter what rules you adhere to when playing with protocol. Anything can be powerful if it is strictly enforced.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some rules that were strictly enforced for a while, and then we got a little lax.
We did.
Yeah, I started letting you come without something inside you.
Mm-hmm. Are we changing that?
We gotta fix that.
Yeah, okay.
You can make your partner bake you muffins every weekend, or present themselves to you as a human footstool. The form that your high protocol play takes can be malleable. You should do whatever works for you. But if you're looking for some inspiration or some starting points for mapping out your high protocol BDSM play, here are some ideas to get you started.
Yay!
What's the first one, Misty?
Eye contact restrictions.
You wouldn't like this one at all.
Really?
Yeah, you like looking at me.
Well, I do like looking at you.
Don't look at me, bitch!
But I have been in a power exchange where that was not okay. So that can be fun.
Okay, well, never look at me again then.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Well, it's so the submissive partner must avert their gaze from the dominant partner unless instructed otherwise. When doing this, it's better that they direct their eyes demurely to the floor. See, that's what I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than looking out a window or staring into space like a bored employee. Alternatively, the submissive partner must look to their dominant space at all times. Not personally one for me, but I gather some people do love being the center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You like the center of my attention, don't you?
I do.
Mm. Wow.
You're the center of my attention.
My dick.
No. Oh my god.
The second one is positioning. My god.
You told on yourself then, didn't you?
When not doing something else, like listening to John and Misty act like idiots, or when first presenting themselves to the dominant partner, the submissive partner should adopt a certain position. A gold standard is kneeling on the floor with knees spread and arms crossed behind their back, as Misty often does, waiting to give her collar to her master. The submissive partner can also be required to learn several positions and adopt them on command. The restrained elegance lexicon of slave girl positions is the Del Facto Illustrated
repository.
Thank you.
I know you're going fast.
I know. Of different positions. Give it a read. It's quite entertaining.
I bet it is. All restrained elegance lexicon of slave girl positions. We gotta remember that one.
Yes.
Titles. Whenever speaking to the dominant partner, the submissive should use an agreed upon title. Lord. You may call me Lord.
That's right.
Lord or Boss Fog.
Sir or Mistress are the traditional ones, but Daddy is also pretty popular. If you want to go full military, make the title the first and last word they use in every utterance. Wow. Sir, yes, sir.
That's right. That's right. I've done that.
Mm-hmm. Service.
The submissive partner must perform certain tasks for the dominant partner on request. These might include making coffee the way they like it, polishing shoes, preparing a meal, or preparing their own body for sex or play. These can take the form of standing orders as well. During a meal, it can be the submissive partner's responsibility to refill the dominant partner's glass whenever it's empty. Or, of a morning, they might be ordered to rise first, make a cup of tea, and then kneel beside the bed until the dominant partner is ready to wake. Cute, huh?
Wow. You're just going to kneel there until I decide to get up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to take me a long time to decide.
All right.
Okay.
Then you got to make another one because the coffee's going to be cold.
Oh, we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mia, sorry.
All right. Inspection.
She's getting horny thinking about all the things.
Yes, yes. She's sitting on John's lap. It's getting sickening over here. The submissive partner must prepare themselves to a high standard before the arrival of the dominant partner or on request. This can include bathing, wearing perfume, dressing a certain way, douching, inserting a butt plug, masturbating until wet, hard, or otherwise ready, and so on. Some couples have a rigid set of rules that govern this. This might include a schedule for the submissive partner to shave or wax, to fix their nails, or to visit a hairdresser. Other couples are more fluid. Specifically, only that visible effort must have been made in preparation for the dominant partner's arrival.
Mm-hmm. So what happened to you being naked when I get home and having your collar in your hand?
I know, I have been relaxed on that.
Well, we have a house guest now. So, tomorrow when I get home, you'll be naked on the floor waiting for me, won't you?
Yes, sir.
And they'll be here to see it.
Okay.
Well, that's what you get when you're bad and you don't do what you're told. You have to learn. You have to do it in front of everyone.
Okay.
Presentation. This is what we were just talking about. You're going to present yourself at the door when I get home. The submissive must take care to conduct themselves in certain ways. Because when you look bad, you make me look bad, baby.
I know. And I want you to be proud.
Well, don't fuck up.
Okay.
Right?
That's so crazy. Yes.
Yes, that's the way this works. They must, for example, stand up straight. Always use both hands when giving something to their dominant partner. Always stand with their hands behind their back when not doing anything else. Or always remember to kneel when presenting themselves to their dominant. The rules by which waiting staff and high-class establishments conduct themselves make good guidelines. Note that in a formal setting, waiting staff tend to use their whole hand to gesture rather than to pointing, since pointing can be considered rude. So instead of using one finger to show them where to go, you'll use five fingers. So you'd be five times as rude.
That's right. or four fingers and a thumb?
Are we fisting them or what?
She tried to be bratty, didn't she?
A little bit,
she wants to spank him real bad. Mm-hmm. Okay. They never reach across diners. They will always prefer to lead you to a table rather than indicating it from afar. Oh, we're going to go to a fancy restaurant so you can learn. You know what? You're going to get a job at a fancy restaurant so you can learn. I'm not going to teach you that shit. You need to know already. It's your fault. Sir. Not mine. I'm going to send you to boot camp is what we're going to do.
But I do know these things.
We'll be in the shape.
Yes, sir.
All right, Misty.
She doesn't have permission.
Well, she has to have permission to read this.
May I read? Yeah. Thank you, sir. Permission. The submissive partner must not take certain quotidian actions without permission. I'm going to have to look that up. They might be mandated to ask for permission to use the bathroom, or they might have to use a gesture to obtain permission to speak to the dominant before doing so. When fucking, it's not uncommon to require that a submissive partner ask for permission before coming, although the efficacy of this depends on how orgasmic the submissive is. One of my lovers and I have a standing arrangement that she must wait for permission before swallowing any cum that ends up in her mouth. I highly recommend it.
Oh, she started bouncing up and down there. I have to keep it in my mouth.
So quotidian is every day.
Quotidian. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's a word I didn't know.
I'm just going to make an observation because it's been a pet peeve of mine for a long time.
Yes.
If you're going to write about sex and you're going to write the word cum,
yes,
learn how to fucking spell it.
Yes.
Instead of traditional.
Coming with an O is not the same word.
It is not.
No. Right.
That means come hither.
Right. Doesn't mean I just blew a load in your mouth. I can't spell it until I fucking tell you to.
Oh.
And don't let it drip.
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't want that shit back.
I think there's kind of there's an overall theme of all of these protocol rules, and it's kind of like military rules.
Mm-hmm.
So our last one here is at rest. When not doing anything else, a submissive partner can be instructed to return to a specific spot or adopt a specific posture until told otherwise or dismissed. Some dominants like to keep their submissive partner close at hand so that they can serve them if required. Some prefer to keep them out of the way in a corner of the room. If you have a big enough cupboard, it's fun to have them return there when not in use, like a robot vacuum cleaner returning to its charging port
goodness.
After a really good hovering situation.
Oh my goodness.
Hovering situation.
So now we're going to call Misty the Roomba.
Remember,
just stand in your corner until I need you.
Until you want me to suck your cock. And I'll Roomba it.
I'll Roomba it, and then you'll go stand in the corner until I come back the next day and want it again.
Yes, sir.
That's your place. In the corner.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, before we read this, you know, Misty and I had said briefly, you know, it's kind of like the Gorian rule thing, you know, the Gorian lifestyle, and people, you know, people who are interested in it, they should read up on it because there's a lot of good literature about it. And it is high protocol, and it's really not practiced with among people that we know, but it is still, in fact, practiced, you know, among a lot of BDSM lifestylers.
Well, and it can be practiced either, you know, 24/7 or for specific scenes.
Very true.
Or just like it said in the beginning, like having a high protocol dinner amongst friends, you know, and if you call it that, then people know, you know, how to pave.
Very true.
And it doesn't have to be a specific common high protocol. It can be the protocol that you set between you and your dominant.
Very true.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, and I'm guilty of it too, you say high protocol and there's a set of rules that you're supposed to know. And that's not what it means at all.
No.
It just means that you have a set of rules and you follow them strictly.
Strictly, right.
Yeah. Here's a comment from Bootlicker.
I started to read that, yeah.
It's a little bit long.
Yeah.
But it's got some good information in here.
Yeah, tell us.
Please try not to squirm and come on me while you hear what he says.
Oh, okay. He'll try not to.
Woman rules. She is the divine creator of life, the wisdom of the world, and the sovereign soul of all humanity. Her diametric male counterpart inwardly knows this and understands at the base of its brain that she must be obeyed. She must be revered, adored, and served. For that overarching reason, men must accept their inferiority to her at all levels and in all ways for all time. See, you like that, don't you? From the day they begin life as her creation, they must learn to become her subjects, her worshippers, her obedient slaves. When mistress summons one of her male slaves, it follows this ritual to express its submission to her will, and to impress on the male's conscience its total obedience and submission, submission to her pleasure. It's the only reason for existence. She summons her slave to her presence with a spoken command, a gesture of her hand, a snap of her fingers, or a signal of her choice that must be obeyed at once. The slave approaches on its hands and knees. When it's a body length away, it prostrates itself at her feet. Mm-hmm. She may then be pleased to move 1 foot slightly toward the slave, whereupon it will stretch forward and kiss her boot, her shoe, sandal, or foot as a sign of abject humility. If mistress is not pleased with the slave in any way, she withdraws her foot before his lips can touch her, and she is truly angry. She may kick the slave, signaling to it to assume a position to be punished with her whip, quirt, crop, or cane. She will chastise it to her pleasure or command another slave to do so while she watches. Mm. You're right. It's hard to read when they don't put the right words in there.
Yes.
Someone got excited and put like too many of the same letter.
When mistress decides the slave is punished as necessary, she will allow it to kiss her foot and kiss the instrument of its chastisement in gratitude and submission. That's hardcore. It hits somebody and then you make them kiss it.
Yeah.
kiss this cane. When a slave has performed the ritual of kissing the foot or footwear of its owner or mistress, she may gesture it to rise and kneel, sitting on its heels, to hear her bidding and command. The only response slave is then to repeat the kiss of submission, adding it, if appropriate, yes, mistress, thank you, mistress. If clarification is necessary, the slave may continue with, may the slave ask you, mistress? But, of course, mistress is not required to respond if, in her judgment, no further clarification is needed. Her response may be a lash with the whip or for insolence or more punishment if she pleases to administer it. Again, the slave responds with lips to the mistress's toe and gratitude for the corrective act pain. Whenever mistress dispenses pain or punishment, she does so from a position of absolute and loving power and authority, never in anger or with loss of control. She understands that slaves must obey without question or hesitation, and that mistress must punish any response that is less than instant and exact. She's getting horny. She alone judges every situation in her realm, determines the gravity of anything that displeases her, and allows no appeal from her verdict. A true dominant mistress, in fact, holds the power of extermination over her chattel slave property. However, in her perfect wisdom, she tempers that authority with the economics of destroying valuable property. She is perfectly within her right to forgive a mistake. She trusts that the slave has learned, perhaps through memorable, painful gastation, never to repeat the error. In a perfect dominant utopia, the slave loves their owner, even while being punished for displeasing or disappointing, or even enduring torture for the amusement of a self-indulgent sadist, which describes many dominant mistresses, and in no distraction from their flawless perfection. The ideal slave understands, in the limited way it can comprehend, that that was fucked up, huh?
Yeah.
You're less than... You're just a slave. It's hard for you to comprehend.
Oh, yes, sir.
In a limited way, you can comprehend that punishment is how mistress improves a slave. Similarly, it is a privilege for a slave to suffer, to amuse, or entertain mistress, because the only reason that a slave exists is to please, benefit, and serve its owner, mistress, to the best of its necessarily limited ability. A proper slave welcomes punishment for its own improvement and gratefully enjoys entertaining mistress with its own agony when she so pleases. Is that the kind of slave you want to be, baby?
Yes.
Oh, you just want me to treat you so badly. As her first face turns red, she can't talk anymore. Okay. So you've had slaves.
Yes.
And you've had to punish your slaves for being bad. Yes,
always.
What's a good punishment for a slave?
You know, I really like them to clean toilets so I can put their head in them.
She put the head in it before it's clean. Now, before the punishment.
Yes, exactly.
And then tell them, now clean it so when I put your head in it next time, it won't be nasty. Not me, baby. She's going to do it.
To her slave.
That's it. You know, it's fun.
You are her slave. I've explained this to you. I have a slave. That means she has a slave.
I know you.
Just like if
it's
you.
The pyramid.
Like if you got a slave, that would mean I would have two slaves.
Yes, you would.
Because I'd have you.
Right.
And my new slave.
Right.
You know? So. I would tell you to make your slave do things, and you would have no choice but to tell her to do it.
That's true.
Okay, well, now I have two slaves.
Just got to do what you got to do.
Because your limited ability to understand requires me to tell you without question what to do.
Right.
You know.
No mansplaining or anything.
Don't need a mansplain. You just do what you're fucking told.
Right. Yes, sir.
And I tell you to eat that pussy, fucking eat it. Okay.
Okay. I wish you had told me that today.
I know.
But lesson you know, learned. We've talked about punishment with master and slave and all that. So people need to listen to the other episodes.
Right.
They need to learn.
They need to learn their place.
Well, I think they need to be informed and educated on certain things.
Listen to the podcast right now.
They're like, better listen to the podcast. Yes, sir. Better listen to it.
We will find you.
Yes, Lord. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, that wasn't helpful. You're still in trouble.
All right.
All right.
Listeners, thank you for tolerating us.
Right?
Yes.
See, that's enough for one night.
Absolutely.
So until next time, make all your punishing misty fantasies become realities.